Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. This is Ted Brower, and we're looking forward to a great show with you today. Austin will be here momentarily. A lot of news this last weekend, and a lot of news coming up now, and it's just and a lot of news this whole week. And a lot of it's centering around this giant rally that's going to be taking place in a few days up in Virginia with the fencing and the cording off and the metal detectors and all that. And I've really thought about this over the weekend, and I've really thought about it during this week. And guys, I got to tell you something. If you've got to go through a metal detector and you've got to walk into a giant area that's fenced off with 8, 10, 12-foot fencing, deciding what they decide to put up, then you don't have but one entry and exit. I got to say to you that, hey, bud, I'm talking about that.
I had some little technical issues.
No, that's okay, but what's good? Well, I want to talk about this for a second. I want to get your opinion on this, Austin. They're fixing to put people to a big park there in Virginia. They're fixing to put them with fencing, wired fencing, all the way around the park. And it's going to be, to me, it reminds me a lot of what happened at the Vegas shooting, in which you have a giant fairground surrounded by a chain link fence where there's no exit strategy if something happens or somebody starts shooting from rooftops. I think it's a dangerous place to go, especially if you can't be armed. And Virginia now has basically, eliminated the reciprocity of gun laws as far as concealed weapons carriers. This just happened. The governor got rid of that. And I'm sure it's because there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people coming into Virginia from states that have reciprocal gun laws. And the governor doesn't want that. He wants people basically just to come into the state from just a few states that have really strict gun laws. And it's all about disarming the population of people that are going into this rally. That's my opinion. Plus, I think that this is a really big setup, and quite frankly, they wouldn't put me behind barbed wire or behind chain link fence in a kill box. I wouldn't let them do it. I would protest marching down the middle of the street if I had to, or on the sidewalks carrying signs, but I would not go into a rally with a kill box like that, you know, because it's not worth it. Because if you get a bunch of nutbag liberals in there who are a bunch of communists and they somehow get in there or even start firing through the fence with automatic weapons, you can't get away. You're stuck. And it's just one of those things. This whole thing reeks of a false flag to me. And so again, Donald Trump completely and totally quiet, not saying anything about anything that's going on in Virginia. I mean, nothing. The guy's like a buffoon. Excuse me, Mr. Donald, but you're acting like a buffoon. You know, yesterday you signed this executive order supposedly allowing prayer to go back into schools. We'll see if that'll be upheld to the courts. And I'm glad you did that, but I'm talking about what kind of prayer are we going to pray? Are we going to pray a generic prayer? Can we mention the name of Jesus? Can we mention the name of Christ? I mean, can we mention any of these names? Are we able to do any of this with this order that you just put through? And I have a pastor friend of mine who's been trying to get this pushed through, and he knows Donald Trump, and hopefully this has had something to do with Donald Trump signing this executive order. But again, it's trying to placate his base. Now, the term placate, what does that mean? That's a word that's not used very often in vocabulary. Now, probably 90% of you know what that means, but the other 10% may think, well, what does that word mean? Placate means to intentionally to try to force somebody into a position of being calm or relaxing so you can get across what you want. Basically, you tell them whatever they want to hear so that they leave you alone. You placate them. And so this is what I think Trump's doing with his base, with his evangelicals. His doggone policy now with guns is so bad. Now, you think about this, friends. Donald Trump basically has pushed red flag gun laws in all 50 states through federal legislation. He's pushed it through his daughter, the Kabbalist Ivanka. Now, if he's willing to do that a year before he goes to re-election, what the heck's he going to do after he gets re-elected? When he can't run for re-election yet. He can do whatever he wants, and he can push his entire Rothschild communist agenda. We got to think about that stuff. And now you got to think about it also. You think, well, why do these people hate Jesus like this? I mean, why do they not want to have prayer in schools? Why is there such an atavistic hatred of Christ, you know, out of Hollywood? Why is that happening? Well, let me read you from Breitbart. I'm going to read you the label, all right? Broadcaster apologizes for Jesus is a faggot song to the LGBT community. I posted this on the website. Now, you're like, wait a minute. French radio broadcaster France Inter has apologized to the country's LGBT community following the airing of a song with the title Jesus is a Faggot. The song, which was a parody of the song Jesus is Coming Back from the 1988 comedy film, was sung by comedic songwriter Frédéric Fromet, who sang Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is a Faggot. LGBT member of the top of the cross. Why did you nail him? Why did you not? I'm not going to use the word there. Guys, this is where we've gone now with this group of Kabbalists that run the entertainment industry and this atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ. The problem that you have to understand is there are people out there that are going to sing this song. There are people out there that are going to promote this song. This song's probably going to become some big hit they're going to promote. They're just not going to play it on the radio anymore. But the fact that they were willing to play this on the radio in France absolutely blows my mind to this level. And it all deals with that thing that came out over Christmas about Jesus being gay. You know, that's that thing that was, they aired anyhow. So this is a problem that we've got here that we have to now start standing our ground. We have to start saying, no, this is not okay. And I'm going to say this to you again, and I've said it to you so many times, and so has Austin. As long as we continue to support Hollywood, as long as we go to their doggone sicko, perverted, weirdo, sick movies that they put out, any of their movies they put out, as long as we pay to go to the theater, pay to have it streamed, or pay for any of this stuff, the problem is we're going to continue to support them. Now, they're going to continue to produce movies whether we go or not. I'm just telling you that because it's part of the propaganda machine from the Rothschilds. They're going to be subsidized via the international banking cartels, as everything is. I mean, it basically is Rothschild Inc. It's called, you know, Planet Rothschild right now is what we have. And this whole thing is being run by this group of weirdos. Now they're coming out and saying that the body double that was used for Jeffrey Epstein, my words, by the way, body double used for Jeffrey Epstein, had, you know, busted blood vessels in his eyes, the cadaver, and that basically he was strangled to death. Well, I'm going to say it again. In my opinion, this is not Jeffrey Epstein. This is a body double that was being used. There's no way Mossad kills Mossad. No way. No, they don't do that to one another. And now, of course, all of the tapes have been conveniently lost as far as the videotapes from the this jail cells. I mean, this is so stupid. Anybody believes this garbage? It's like this. Remember, guys, when 9/11 happened and the Pentagon got hit by the missile? Oh, was I supposed to say that? The plane? And there were hundreds of cameras aimed at the Pentagon, and every single videotape disappeared, except for just a few frames after the Freedom of Information Act, and all people pushed and pushed and pushed for over a decade to get it. And all of a sudden, it showed no plane at all. It showed a last few frames of an explosion, and there was no wreckage. There were no titanium engines. There was no landing gear. There was nothing at the Pentagon site. And quickly, it was all bulldozed and cleaned up so nobody could get good records of it, and all the videotapes were taken. This is the same thing happened with Jeffrey Epstein. The same group that put out Jesus is a faggot are the same group that basically have done all of these other things to us. Now, are we going to sit here idly behind and say, well, we're not going to, you know, no, we're not. We're going to continue to broadcast this show and talk about this stuff. And I'm going to tell you guys, I would go to Virginia if I was in that area. I would. Now, since they've gotten rid of the concealed reciprocity laws, I couldn't carry my weapon. I wouldn't do that because I wouldn't be charged with a felony. But what I would do, I would go. But I would never step into that kill box. I wouldn't do it. But I'd walk around with posters and my video camera, and I would do it. In fact, if I had the ability to get up there, I probably would go up there anyhow just to see what the heck's going to happen. In fact, I may even consider that. May go up there with Austin. Probably not, but I'm thinking about it right now while I'm doing the show. Guys, this is a major, major problem that we have going on right now in the United States with this Second Amendment. And it's because communists like this governor in Virginia – who said, why don't we just let the baby lay on the table for a while, tie off its umbilical, see if the mother wants to go ahead and kill it and abort it, and then basically go ahead and let it die. This is the same guy. If you told me he was a Kabbalist, you think that would surprise me? If you told me you think he was that he's been paid for by the Rothschild banking cartel or George Soros, you think that would surprise me? I would believe every bit of that. Why? Because it's the same narrative. It's all about destroying nationalism. In Germany now, there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people leaving and fleeing the country because of what's happened with the immigration. And now the younger children, up to 60% in some classrooms, are not even German anymore. This country's gone. Germany's gone. They so abuse them with lies about World War II and what happened in World War II. In the media in Germany, the Germans decided not to reproduce anymore or decided to leave the country. I'm telling you, it's the truth. Years ago, I was at a gun show, Austin, you were with me, and we were looking at a gun show. It was a huge SHOT Show in Orlando, and there was a guy there, and he had a really strong German accent. And we were talking about weapons, and he told me he was from Canada. I said, you're not Canadian, you're German. Oh, no, no, I'm Canadian. Well, then I started speaking German to him, and he basically started talking German back, and he goes, well, no, I'm German. I said, why are you lying? He goes, it's just really weird because people have such a bad attitude towards Germans. I'm like, no, they don't, only if you want them to have it. if that somebody's that ignorant and they don't know the truth of what happened in Germany and what happened in the war and what happened with the Versailles Treaty and why World War II was even fought, I said, it's not your fault. He said, you can't be ashamed of your nationality. That's what it does when you bring this doggone Frankfurt School into fruition and you destroy. Everybody's talking about white this, white that, white this, white that. Whites are bad, whites are bad, whites are bad. Guys, it's not going to stop. It's never going to stop. As long as we allow it to stop, as long as we allow ourselves to be self-censored. Think about that for a second. We self-censor ourselves. We don't want to mention the fact that, oh, we can't talk about being white. We're not white. Why not? Why can't you talk about being white? You're not proud you're white? Oh, no, 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 can't be proud of white. Were you ashamed you're white? Well, why are you ashamed you're white? Because you've believed the lie. Guys, the same guy that's pushing that lie to you is the same guy who basically, the same people who said, basically said that Jesus is a faggot. Now, another article, SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, is pushing big tech to silence conservatives in the name of fighting white supremacist terror. Gosh, here we go. Southern Poverty Law Center, guess who runs that show? That's another Rothschild-run show. It never ends. And they're probably a bunch of Kabbalists. But guys, killbox, remember that term, killbox, behind fencing. Can't get out. What do you think, Austin?
Really well said on that. I mean, I don't know if there's a false flag or anything. I have no knowledge of that happening, so I can't say with, you know, guarantee that that's what they're planning for. What I can say is that I highly would suggest anybody that's in that area carry a firearm and just don't go into the areas that they are not designating you. The problem with what's going on now is this is a beta test, again, to see if the population that has been doing this in Virginia since 2003, they've been having these rallies without incident, I might add, since 2003, so for roughly 17 years, is willing to disarm themselves to simply have the ability to exercise their First Amendment rights. This is beyond egregious to me, quite frankly. I mean, I'll be honest with you. What he's doing is he's seeing if the population is willing to sacrifice their Second Amendment rights in order to keep their First Amendment rights, which should never, ever be allowed in the United States of America. You should never have to sacrifice one of your amendment rights, the Bill of Rights, to keep another right. That's like saying, which child would you like to keep? Would you rather kill your daughter or kill your son? Pick one. No, no. Are you kidding me right now? Neither, nor. None of the above. That's what he's doing here. And so is it possible that they could be setting this up for a false flag? Absolutely, 100% it is possible. Are they going to? I don't know. But I could definitely see a scenario occurring like a lone gunman shooter on the top of one of the Capitol buildings with an automatic weapon or a semi-automatic weapon with a bump fire stock. And I'm using this as the story analogy because if not, they would just simply have another hit team that goes up there. And you have some lone gunman that's some hardcore right wing, you know, they're going to say some right wing supremacist that's mad that these individuals are basically rallying or whatever cockamamie narrative they want to come up with. So I don't know. I wouldn't go in there. I told you guys before, I don't disarm for anybody. I didn't disarm when I was at Disney Springs. I left the premises. But again, that was private property. This is public property. Remember that, guys. This is capital property in the state of Virginia. This is public property. That those individuals that are going to protest pay their hard-earned property taxes into to keep these grounds maintained and secured. Always remember that. This is not going to somebody's house. This is not going to one of the senator's private residences and he's saying, hey, listen, I don't feel comfortable with somebody carrying firearms in my house. That is his absolute right. And the reason why people say, well, what are you talking about? You agree with somebody saying that? Yes, I do. Because I expect the same right to be given to me. If I'm at my house and somebody comes over and I don't like them, I don't agree with them, and they're carrying a firearm, I'm going to say, hey, bud, I don't really like you here. I'm not friends with you. You're not my friend. I don't like you. I don't like anything you're about. You need to leave the property. You need to disarm if you're going to hang out over here because I don't trust you. That is the right that's ingrained in anybody's private property. So I understand that. However, this is not private property. Understand that. This is capital grounds. This is public property. The funds from property taxes fund and maintain this property that they're going to protest on. This is not private property. This is public state property. That's the issue I have with this. So I would suggest most of the people, this would be the kicker, reroute and move your rally. Everybody armed. Everybody's armed. Move your rally to another point. Do a recon, make some reconnaissance, go out, look to see where you guys need to be, and do a full-blown giant rally to another point. It may not be as close as you want it to be, but if you bring in 4, 5, 6, 7,000, 10,000 people to one area, and it's outside of their area. See, the problem is if people go into that fenced area and they disarm, they're playing exactly into the hand that this idiot communist Northam wants them to. They're doing exactly what he wants them to do. They're compromising their First Amendment right or their Second Amendment right to keep their first. And so unless they have a false flag, which I don't know if they will or not, but see, the easiest thing to do, Northam come out and say, hey, listen, guys, see what you did this weekend? You guys disarmed. Nothing bad happened. Nobody got hurt. It was all completely safe. This is all we're trying to do. We're trying to disarm everybody and promote a safe Virginia. And basically, I'm paraphrasing what he could come out and say. And he could use that as an example to stand on by saying, it's not that big of a deal if you guys disarm. See, you did it once. You can do it again. I don't trust this guy one bit. I think he's playing moves and counter moves with them, and he's trying to basically do a psych op, and he's trying to see who's going to do this. See, the best thing to do, this is the best thing to do, nobody show up to the rally. Nobody show up. Reschedule it for the next day. That's what I would do. Or the day after, whenever the fencing's going to be down. And that way, there's not a state of emergency, like he said. This is what he's trying to do. So, unless I digress on that, this is something that's very interesting. We're definitely going to have to watch it. Also, too, in other news, which Dad wanted to talk about, I wanted to bring up this real quick. This executive order that Trump signed is a wolf in sheep's clothing. I already read about this. I already went in detail on it as far as in my reading this morning. This is not what everybody thinks it is. It's not to make sure we can allow everybody in schools to pray to Jesus Christ, to Yahweh Yeshua, to God Almighty, however you want to refer to God. They're doing this intentionally to promote the Muslim agenda. That's my opinion on it. But from what I've researched, that's exactly where this is headed. The Trump administration basically did this to strengthen protections for students who want to pray or worship as they see fit in public schools, and makes it easier for religious groups to provide social services to access federal funds. There's no restrictions on this, by the way, guys. So this means, by the way, if this is brought in the way it is written and it's interpreted the way I think it's going to be interpreted, you're now going to have children in public school systems that are going to be allowed to drop their prayer mat in the middle of the hall and face whatever the Mecca or whatever they're supposed to face and pray to Muhammad whenever they seem fit. And there's going to be no backlash at all. They can skip class. They can shut down the hallways. They can completely and totally block every entrance and egress like they do in England now, like they do in Paris now. If you guys have been there, you want to pull up the videos, you can see it. They get in the middle of the streets, thousands deep, completely shut down the roadways. Can't do anything about it. This is where I think this is headed right now. The Muslim agenda is a cancer. It's an unbelievably horrific religion, in my opinion. It's not a religion of peace. It's a religion of basically demonic origins, and it's violent. It's unbelievably violent. It's very passive at the beginning to promote the agenda when it's a small populace. It's always a very, very passive agenda. And then it goes more aggressive and more aggressive and more aggressive. And if that's not the case, why don't you guys go up to Dearborn, Michigan sometime soon and tell me how it works out for you? Or try to walk around the carnival over in Dearborn, Michigan. It's a carnival in Dearborn. It's not a specific religion group. It's the carnival in Dearborn, and walk around with Bibles and talk about Jesus Christ. Watch the video that the Christian evangelist did up there 3 years ago. They literally almost got stoned to death, where law enforcement asked the Christian evangelist to leave the carnival because there was such an uprising, they were afraid they were going to have to bring in riot police. So they didn't say, Muslims need to calm down. They said, hey, you guys are the Christians here. You guys are massively the minority. You're about to start a massive civil unrest. You need to leave the premises. That's what happened. So when I see stuff like this, and it's very open religious freedom, which, I mean, everybody has the right to do what they want in America, but to encourage this now and basically say you can pretty much do anything you want, you can worship in public schools, as it blatantly says, and proposes changes for religious groups to provide social services to access federal funds, which means now you're going to have all these Sharia law Muslims coming in and saying, we demand federal funds now, we demand this, we demand that, because this is an executive order. I don't like this at all. I personally think it should have just been left alone. The problem with doing this now is taking prayer out of schools like they did in the 60s or whatever, that cat's out of the bag now, and now trying to go in that we've been infiltrated with a massive amount of Muslims in the United States, especially up in Michigan and Minnesota, and saying now that we're going to try to go around and turn it back to the way it was, it's not going to happen. It's impossible. We've let in too many Muslims into this country now, and they do not want to assimilate. You can read in every single bit of the Quran, they have no interest on assimilating. They have no interest on assimilating with Christians. They have no interest in respecting Christian values. The only goal they have is to promote their Muslim agenda. And I get tickled pink when people argue with me. Well, they're not like that. Okay. Once you read the Quran, once you read parts of the Quran, I haven't read the book. I have no interest in reading the whole book, but I have watched and read big segments of it. And I can tell you right now, they have no interest in peace, and they have no interest in assimilating with the Christian religion in the public school system. So that's pretty much my take on that right now, Dad.
You know, Austin, it's crazy because Trump is such a sheep in wolf's clothing. I mean, he comes across with this Christian right now as far as these Zionists and evangelicals in the White House. And don't get me wrong, I am a big evangelical. I am. I wish to convert people to Christianity. I mean, I do that and try to do that all the time, including on this talk show, so I'm not going to fuss about that. But what I'm not is somebody who's going to kill you or behead you if you don't accept Jesus. I'm not that. Okay, that's what the problem with all of this stuff is that this religion, when they become a majority, they become extremely and increasingly militant in their religion views to the persecution and killing of people who don't have the same values as they do. That happens all the time in the southern African countries of this, all over Africa where the Muslim is the majority religion. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, the Muslims, I remember Dr. Mark Rutman was telling me this. And he talked about this, I believe, on the show last year when he came on as a guest. He said that the problem is these Muslims come into these communities, they put in bathrooms, toilets. I mean, they don't have toilets in parts of Africa. I guess they really have not come that far to have flushing toilets. But they'll put in pit latrines, and so they don't have poop all over the place. And you don't realize, it's like right now we got a major problem in Venezuela with trash pickup. And if the sewage stops flowing properly, they're going to have major problems with the sickness and disease. That's what happened with the bubonic plague. But Mark Rutland said on the show that these Muslims would come in and they'd build these really fancy pit latrine bathrooms, and unless you converted to become a Muslim, you couldn't use the toilet. You'd have to basically be, you know, a Muslim to be able to use it. And Mark Rutland was going into these areas and they were building pit latrines that the Christians would have, the tribal leaders would have, because it was part of the, how should I say, the missionary project. And they would allow the Muslims or whoever wanted to use the bathroom to use the bathroom for stake as hygiene. But it's a very militant group of people that are Muslims that will go to the point, if you don't accept, you know, Allah, and you don't basically follow the teachings of Muhammad, that you're going to end up in a situation where you're going to be beheaded. And this is the problem. And you're absolutely right. Trump didn't sign that people could pray to Jesus Christ. See, back in the 60s, we were reading New Testaments. See, it's so funny. I actually remember doing this. You know, most of you think, well, that sounds like so long ago. Well, to me, it was just a moment ago. It was yesterday. You know, I was a kid. I mean, I was like at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old or whatever, and we're reading the New Testament. And we even memorized John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We memorized that in class. And if you memorize it, they would give you a copy of a New Testament. I mean, in the doggone public school systems. That's not what Donald Trump just signed. That is not it. He's signing for the freedom of religion to be expressed in these classrooms. And the problem is the vast majority of the children now that are being born into these classrooms are not from hardcore religious parents. They're putting their children in private Christian schools. They're homeschooling them. I'm just telling you the truth. If they can afford it, the hardcore Christians are putting their children in private school, or they're putting them in or keeping them in homeschool. And so this is the problem we're going to get now. Now we're going to have all these little children in the classrooms, 4 and 5 and 6 years old, with all of their other children out in the hallway on a Muslim prayer mat 4 or 5 times a day. Well, the little kids are going to see that Muslim prayer mat as a big break to get out of the classroom. Now listen to me for a second. You're 6 years old, you're 5 years old, you want to go play, you don't want to sit in class anyhow, and all of a sudden half the class gets up and runs outside and jumps on a mat for a while and prays. Well, all of a sudden you're going to say, oh, well, I want to do that too. So you're going to get yourself a little prayer mat, and you're going to start praying along with everybody else. It's such subversion, and that's what it is. And this is the same group of people who hate Jesus Christ, who sang that horrible song I talked about at the beginning of the show. This is the same group of people that have Hollywood using God's name in vain in every movie you've ever watched or listened to. It's absolutely horrible now, and using filthy language throughout the entire movie. This is the same group of people that has an atavistic hatred of Christ. They're the same group of people that said they're going to, quote, F up a whole generation with the weird stuff they're putting out because they want to destroy the United States fabric, the fabric of our society, which is, hate to tell you, Muslims, hate to tell you, Jews, hate to tell you, Hindus, hate to tell you, Buddhists, the fabric of our society that held us together is Christian. It was the Christians who came to the United States on the Mayflower because they wanted freedom of religion and wanted to get away from the Church of England. It was Christians. Had enough of it. It was the Christians and the Christian Protestant work ethic that created the United States. They taught us that in college and graduate school at Florida State back in 1978 and 79 and 80. They taught me that in the MBA program at Florida State, that it was the Protestant work ethic that built the United States of America. They don't even talk about that anymore. Why? Because it's not politically correct. You know, I was taught, okay, basically being raised in a German household, German-American household, because my mom immigrated from Germany. My dad was born here in the United States from German parents. I was taught, you work. I mean, you start working immediately. You don't have much of a childhood at the age of 8 years of age. You start working. You start painting. You start raking. You start mowing. You start working. You start being productive at the age of eight. And that's pretty much what they expected of me. But my dad and my mom got divorced. You know, we had a bunch of cottages on a lake that were really old and run down. And I had to start doing all the maintenance on them. You know, building screens, fixing septic tank lines, painting, shingling, everything. I had to do it all starting at eight. That's the Protestant work ethic. Now kids don't do that anymore. Shoot, they don't do that anymore. Kids are in every sport known to man now at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 until they're 17. And the father and the mother, in most cases, are just a shuttle service. They take them all over the place so they can play their 25 competitive sports. And I'm being facetious. That'd be 25. And if you want to have your child in one sport, I don't have a bit of problem with that. I had all my kids in karate and, you know, martial arts. But the thing about it is, guys, if you don't train them up in the way they should go, if you don't teach them a work ethic, you know, I mean, we've got hedges around the house, these 12-foot hedges. You know, this unbelievable maintenance nightmare between you guys, just be honest with you. I've taken about three quarters of them out. There's still a row of them. And they have to be cut on a doggone ladder. And I taught Austin when he was 10 years old. 10 years old! How to get up on a set of power clippers and start cutting the hedges. And I mean, it's a miserable job. It's especially here in Florida, especially in the summertime, especially when it's 100 degrees, especially when the bugs are out. It's horrible. But it's work. It's physical labor. Years ago, we were putting in an addition on the back of the house, and we had to run some drainage lines under the slab before we poured the concrete. And I ended up out there. I had a guy working for me. He was digging the ditch to run the drainage lines, and I walked out there with him. This is 15 years ago, and I grabbed the shovel, and I said, you're not quite digging the ditch efficiently. Let me teach you how to dig it a little bit more efficiently. He goes, what do you mean, Dr. Brewer? You're going to dig a ditch? I said, yeah. So I sat out there with a shovel with him for a few hours, and I taught him how to dig the ditch. And he goes, I can't believe you're doing this with me. And I'm like, why not? It's a really good cardio. I said, this is something that is not a big deal. You should be able to dig a straight line in a ditch. Okay? And see, this is what we're losing in America now with this never-ending sports, never-ending teaching the kids how to work, never teaching the kids how to shoot. Never. Now you can't take them to the Boy Scouts anymore because you're afraid you're going to have a bunch of doggone stinking pedophiles in the Boy Scouts. This is awful. This is the problem. The alpha males in this country have stopped raising little alpha males in most cases. Now, there's some pockets of people that are still raising alpha males, like with me and with Austin. And I know a friend of mine named Brad. He raised an alpha male. And I can give you a whole list of other guys that have done the same thing. But the vast majority of cases, we've allowed our children to get soft. And now we're going to have them in a hallway wanting to get on a prayer rug to pray to Allah. That's what's going to happen, guys. This Dawson's 100% right. This is not what you think it's going to be. They're not going to be reciting John 3:16 in the classroom.
Nope.
They're not going to be able to stop these Muslims from going out in the hair because it's going to be discrimination against them. And they're going to come out now, and they're going to start having prayer meetings and prayer rugs, and all these little kids are going to want to copy them because the little kids are the theta brainwave state. They think these Muslims are doing what's right. They don't have a filter. They don't have a screen. They can't say you can't do this, you can't do that. They believe it. They believe it's real. What do you think?
And let me add one thing on this, Daddy. If Donald Trump, and everybody's all hoorah, hoorah about this morning, I saw a bunch of people say, oh, he did this and he did that with this. If he was sincere and serious about doing this, the executive order would have read something like this. America is a Christian nation. It will always be a Christian nation under my presidency. I am therefore signing an executive order to start teaching biblical classes in the public school system. I am starting to teach Bible verses in the public school system. I will teach in the public school system. We'll teach about basically the death, the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus Christ. And we will have in-depth discussions in class, and we will pray in class. If a child does not want to engage in that, he has that right to basically step out of class. But that is how we will teach the public school systems down in the United States of America. He didn't write that, guys. He wrote in there that any children pretty much can worship their God in any way they see fit in the middle of school now. This is not what we think it's going to be, and I'm very, very disappointed it was not written differently, and it is not promoting more Christian faith than a few little excerpts here and there. But this is exactly what Dad said, and he called it out a second ago. This is to get his base lined up again so everybody goes, oh, we have prayer in schools again. We have prayers in schools again. Guys, those days are long gone. They're long gone. Unless you want to start promoting Christian values in the school system again. And by the way, how do you plan on promoting Christian prayer and Christian values in school when the next class they take across the hall, it's discussing with them how to have homosexual behaviors between one another and how if they want to be any sex they want or any unicorn or any sponge or starfish they want, they can pick that too as well. And they also need to learn about different types of sexual taboos and bondage. Oh yeah, they already teach that in California. So how do you really think they're going to promote a Christian school system curriculum while they're still promoting that filth and debauchery in the school system? You just think about that for a second. That's my take on it, Dad. Sorry for interrupting you on that.
No, Austin, that's fine. I mean, but you know, it's just, and I had a pastor friend of mine, like I said, sent me a video of it last night, and sent a video of him prophesying that prayer will be back in schools. Guys, don't get me wrong. I'm happy that prayer's back in the schools if it was Christianity. I'd be ecstatic about it. But, you know, this is not going to be what you think it's going to be. You know, the Christian kids, they can pray too, and maybe they can get the Muslims convert. Well, there will be some of that. I'm telling you, there will be some of that too. But the reality is, again, the vast majority of the people in the United States, especially in the northern states, like Austin's up in Dearborn and all those other places, this could be a Muslim prayer festival, what this is going to turn into. You know, so we don't, we'll have pockets of the South where Christianity will still be promoted as far as prayer, but now whether or not the name of Jesus can be, does that mean we still pray before a football game over the loudspeakers? They stopped us from doing that a long, long time ago. So we've got to think through all of this stuff, guys, about what's happening and what these guys are doing and what's their main objective. Let me give you another perfect example. You know, HCG now has been found again by the WHO tetanus vaccine in Kenya. This is an older story that was done a few years ago. But what happens is this is a absolute, you know, this is a sterilant that's being used in a vaccine in Kenya. And again, they've tried their best to reduce the population of these third world countries that are producing about 100 million people a year that are being raised in poverty. And see, and this is the problem that I have with all of this stuff. This group, this Otto Kahn group of international bankers, which are the nexus of the web that I talked about yesterday, they're involved in all of this stuff. They're involved in putting prayer back in the school to promote the Muslim agenda. They're involved in prayer in schools to promote the Kabbalah agenda. Remember, a lot of these kids are going to be praying to Aesop, the snake in a tree. You know, this isn't going to be Christianity alone. It's going to all be all of this stuff meddled together. And so this is the problem that we have with all of this stuff. We see things, you know, in a certain way, but it's the same people that have put the HCG in the tetanus vaccine, be administered by WHO, the World Health Organization, and Kenya, because it's going to massively reduce fertility in those areas. It's the same thing. They put that one compound in the dairy products in Europe to allow them to accept the Muslim refugees that are coming in. I mean, this is a major issue. The world is being run by the international banking community, who are the Kabbalists, the Luciferians, the Sabbateans, who hold Earth by its axis, to quote Khan, and turn the planet any way they want to turn it to get their desired outcomes. This, again, is basically problem, action, solution. This, again, controls groupthink. This, again, is Hegelian dialectic. All of this stuff is being used to manipulate the masses into believing a certain way. That's why I'm so concerned about the rally in Virginia. I hope it goes without any problems. But I'm like Austin. I just changed the location of the rally. Of course, they had to get a permit for the rally, which is ridiculous. They shouldn't have to do that either. And they may not issue a new permit. But I'm telling you guys, this could turn into a major, major mess. Now, if I was the sheriff in that area and I basically saw what was going on, I would have my guys stand down. I'd say, no, we're not arresting anybody who's a patriot. We're not going to do any of that. And, guys, we can't get involved in this. The governor has done this, but the sheriff's not going to do that, especially not in that major to the city. So, guys, it's so important to understand, be really careful if you're going up there. I'm talking about be really, really careful, because this could go bad really, really fast. As far as prayer in the schools, I'm all for it if it's Christianity. There's my bias. But not when it promotes all of these other religions, Hindus, Buddhists, Muslims, Kabbalists, Satanists. How do you know we're not going to have Satanists going on? How do you know you're not going to draw a pentagram on the sidewalk? We're going to have a little witchcraft ceremony going on here. I told you the other day I was having dinner in Tallahassee when my son and the girl basically waiting on us told us she was a witch. How do you know that's not going to happen? All of this stuff's going to get promoted now in the school system. This is going to be a smorgasbord free-for-all of weirdos. What a mess, Austin. What do you think, bud?
That's pretty much what I'm saying as well here, because there's no designation or caveat on what's being done with this executive order, and it's not designed to promote Christianity. It's designed to provide a open worship and open religion platform in all the school systems. Now, you're exactly right. I didn't even think about that. But how do we know they're not going to come in and say, listen, I identify basically with these Satanists over here. So that's the route I'm going to go. And they're not going to be able to say anything about it. Weird stuff with this. Definitely have to keep an eye on this as well. And speaking of violent militant Muslims, the UK company Viners now is creating knives without tips in the UK, as the crime wave has soared to a decade high. They said that the knives are designed to prevent fatality. So I guess the edges, you're only going to get, you know, minor lacerations, and, you know, you can get stitches up from that. But because it doesn't have tips, you're not going to be able to drive down in organs as much. And so it's going to reduce the amount of knifings that they're saying here. They said that basically there were 26,364 knifings recorded in the year last year up until September 2019, which represented an almost 4% increase just from the previous year. They said the initiative was launched to put an anti-stabbing message away. And yes, we've documented the knife crime problem in the UK, and particularly London, continues to get worse and worse and worse because the underlying causes are not being addressed at all. There's more and more Muslims being brought into the country. The UK police forces now are being trained that essentially any mean derogatory words or any crimes, hate crimes, is more important than people dying. So if you say something about Muslims or you say a comment about Muslims, they basically arrest you. But if you're a Muslim running around threatening to kill people, they're like, oh, that's his right. You know, he's a guest here. You know, he came from a different country. He doesn't really understand all of our practices. We got to cut him some slack. And what they're saying is now is that the white UK street gangs are having to become more and more violent to compete with the immigrants from countries like Congo and Somalia now. Because, you know, for the longest time, there's always been pockets of violence in every major city. In the UK, you know, of course, you had some of the skinhead gangs and some of the London gangs. And now these guys are having to step up their game, literally, because the Somalians and individuals from Congo are so aggressive, and they're so used to getting in knife fights and machete fights on a regular basis in their country that they're running around now hacking on people, and they don't even expect it. And so you have this gang-on-gang violence now that's getting more and more aggressive. It's like, and the problem that I have with a lot of this is that, again, nobody's willing to talk about what's really going on. We're going to ban knives with tips on them now. You're not even able to buy a knife that has a tip on it because, you know, we're trying to stop crime. Why don't we look at the underlying cause of what's causing the crime and who's causing the crime? This is the exact same thing they've done in the United States. And remember, the UK is pretty much firearmless. I mean, it's next to impossible to own a shotgun, even like an over-and-under shotgun in the UK. I mean, you can get one with the permit and everything else, but that's about the extent of your weaponry. It's like over-and-under, like Dove shotgun. It's got to be disassembled and locked up at all times, and you have to notify them if you're going to transport it, blah, blah, blah. That's what the guy wanted. That's what they're trying to push here. And it's the same agenda, the exact same problem, action, solution they're going here. AR-15s are the problem. Somebody got killed with an AR-15. We need to ban AR-15s. Wait a minute. Isn't this exactly what they're doing in the UK? We got to ban all knives that have tips. Well, the knife that has a tip didn't do anything. That's an inanimate object. You can throw it on the floor. What's it going to do? Nothing. It's not going to move until somebody else picks it up or kicks it. Same thing with AR-15. You can throw an AR-15 on the floor. It's not going to pick up a magazine, load itself, rack the bolt, jump up in the air, and start shooting people recklessly. It's never going to do it. Has never happened before in history. Will never happen. But again, that's not the narrative. The narrative, the weapons are the problem. Defending yourself with these weapons is the problem. We have to disarm these people because they're not capable of living in a civilized society and not killing each other. No, when you start bringing individuals in from third world countries that don't know how to live together without killing one another, and you bring them into a first world country that's very upper class, like London, and start telling them they need to behave and handle themselves, they act like they're lions in a giant field of sheep. Oh, man, this is pickings, boy. This is easy pickings. We're used to having to get machete fights and knife fights every night just so we can get the local chicken to eat dinner. Now we can just run around and knife people and steal their purses and cut their arms off and steal their watches. This is beyond easy, guys. This is fantastic. Hey, why don't you guys come more up here? More of our friends need to come up here. This is a great place to live. They don't do anything to you. Hey, the police don't even have guns. This is fantastic. This is what they've done in the London now, and it's becoming almost a joke of the entire world, how they're continuing to blame things such as knives with tips for the reckless behavior of unbridled immigration from countries that absolutely hate anybody that doesn't share their religion, Dad. And so it's just something that when I saw it earlier today, I almost chuckled in an ironic manner, because this is something that you can't even really make this stuff up. And it's just, it's sad to see it, but it's something that's continually going on. Also, too, back to what we saw, everything that's going on in Virginia now, one of the neighboring counties in North Carolina, Davidson County. If you guys saw the video last night, Trip Kester, the sheriff deputy, basically got up and said that this, what's going on in Virginia, is unacceptable. He said the Constitution needs no explanation. It's been enforced for hundreds of years, and it's easy to understand. It says what it means, and it means what it says, and what's going on in Virginia is unacceptable. So we have neighboring states now, like West Virginia, that's come out now, and they said, hey, we'll accept, basically, if you guys want to secede from Virginia and join West Virginia, we're not going to treat you like that. Now we have North Carolina counties that are coming in and saying, this is unacceptable. This is apparently what they're going to try to do. And this is very possible. We've talked about this for months. This may be the hot spot for the globalists to start a civil war with this Northam individual, because he's obviously bent on starting civil unrest in Virginia. I mean, when you start going in and telling people they have to pick and choose what amendment rights, God-given rights also, that they're going to be able to basically exercise, and other ones they're not. They have to give up one to keep another. This is unacceptable, guys, and this is exactly what we've heard so many times. Those who give up basically their right to protect themselves, and they give it up for freedom or for security, deserve neither. If you give up your right to defend yourself so somebody else can give you security, you basically are going to end up in a really, really bad spot eventually. So it's just something to understand and realize this is not a game with these guys, Deb.
Also, I want to talk about this London thing with these knives. You know, we joked about the fact that they were going to stop producing knives because they can't stop the people from hacking each other to death. And we also have to remember the Somalians have a 60 IQ on the average, and they're coming in by the thousands into London and England. 60 IQ. They have no reasoning skills. You know, they can't go past the fact that they're no longer trying to kill each other with machetes and knives in Somalia. They still think they're in Somalia because they don't understand they're not home anymore. It's just a lot colder where they are. They don't get it. They're that stupid. The Somalian, don't you remember, up in Minnesota, who the lady comes out in her pajamas to talk to the police and he shoots her? This is the mentality we're dealing with. He kills this woman. I think she was from Australia because she had called them up because somebody was in the alley behind her house. You guys remember the story from a few years ago? And he shoots. In fact, he's so stupid, he shoots in front of his partner. He discharges a weapon through right in front of his partner's face and kills her. I mean, does he not know that there's going to be a muzzle blast on this gun when he shoots it? I mean, did the partner end up with powder burns? Lucky he didn't put his eye out from all that. This is the thing that nobody gets over in England. When you bring these people in with these unbelievably low IQ scores, they're there to stay, and they're going to start breeding, and they're going to start breeding with your women and your men, and the entire aggregate IQ score that the entire nation's going to drop down. You think, well, gosh, Ted, that sounds awful. I'm just giving you biology and physics and chemistry and genetic facts now. You know, I can't help the fact that IQ... Let me give you the example again. Let's just start. Let me just step it back a notch. You guys, boy, Ted doesn't talk like this. Let me tell you this. Here's the deal. Let's say two people who have an 80 IQ score, which is barely functional, adopt a child with a 130 IQ score who's a genius. And they raise that child. When that child is 18 years old, it will still have a 130 IQ score, and the parents will still have an 80. Period. Doesn't make a difference. If you have 230 IQ people and they adopt a child that's basically brain damaged or retarded or has a low IQ score or whatever, let's say they adopt a Somalian with a 60 IQ score because they're going to be, you know, good Americans who are going to adopt a Somalian. If that child's 18 years old, it still has a 60 IQ score. It doesn't matter if the child was raised by geniuses. It doesn't matter. It's genetics. It's DNA. Well, that's not politically correct. You can't say that. No, those are just the facts. You can't bring these people into a system and think it's not going to affect the DNA pool. That's one of the reasons that the United States has been intentionally dumbed down with fluoride. We've lost like 10 to 15 IQ points now in the aggregate over the past 60, 70 years because of fluoride. Hundreds of millions of IQ points have been lost in the United States. Our children have been dumbed down. Our parents have been dumbed down. Everybody's been dumbed down has been drinking the Kool-Aid or the fluoride, I should say. And this is the problem that you have. They don't want a highly educated, smart, intellectual population because they're too hard to control. They ask too many questions like, why do you want me to drink the Kool-Aid? What's in the Kool-Aid? And for those of you who don't know it, that whole Jim Jones thing down there in South America was a giant beta test using CIA drugs for mass crowd control. Look it up. This is the stuff they do on a regular basis to see how things are going to work. And then when the congressional leaders start going down there to figure out what the heck are you guys doing down here, giant floodlight got shoved down on top of the cockroaches. They really gave them the strychnine or whatever was in that doggone Kool-Aid, and they all poisoned it. And the ones that wouldn't drink it when everybody else dying, they machine gunned them and killed them. Yeah. That's our CIA. That's the special groups that run the country. Yeah. Remember, they answered to the Sabbateans. And, guy, this is the thing that we need to understand. It's all about controlling the hearts and the minds. That's why I want to go back to Genesis chapter 6. They're going to have to dumb a bunch of people down or get them all chipped or basically have their DNA contaminated via vaccines. They got to do something to get everybody else into that. They want everybody march-stepping, line-stepping. Genesis chapter 6, where every thought of every man was evil all the time. Can you imagine the perversion of Sodom and Gomorrah when Lot, you know, when the angels come in and they want to basically rape the angels, you know, then Lot offers his daughter who's a virgin and they don't want the daughter to rape them. What an idiot he is, offering his daughter as a virgin to be raped by these guys and probably killed. He's a moron on top of everything else. Nobody ever wants to talk about how stupid he was. What was he even doing there? Why was he living in Sodom and Gomorrah, that dummy? I mean, what the heck's going on with that? Okay? And so then he basically offers his daughter. They say no. They want to rape the angels because apparently they're good-looking guys. What the heck is that all about? Can you imagine the levels of depravity that existed then? Can you imagine how bad it was in Genesis chapter 6? Can you imagine when every thought was evil all of the time? How do you deal with that? Guys, you know, there's something, you know, it's like we talked about Antarctica yesterday. I mean, there's something going on down there too. There's something going on. This whole thing, and I talked about this the other day, about all the lies we were told. Guys, it's so important to understand that you've got to question the narrative. You've got to question the motives. You've got to look underneath the covers to see what's really going on down there. You got to check it out because, guys, a lot of stuff is not what you think it is. It's all subterfuge. I mean, look at the social decay that's going on in America right now. I mean, it's never been like this. Look at all of the stuff that's going on. Never in human history has it been. I mean, we got America now has an unbelievable drinking problem. The average American consumes 500 alcoholic drinks a year. That's because of this stupid wine crap. They pushed that wine was healthy years ago, and everybody wants to booze up with wine, get fat, and get sick, and become alcoholics with wine. The number of alcohol-related deaths in the U.S. has reached an all-time record high. Why? Because it's because of the wine. In fact, the number of alcohol-related deaths has doubled in the past 20 years. So they pushed this lying wine narrative. The number of Americans dying due to drug overdoses reached an all-time record high. The number of Americans that are killing themselves reached an all-time record high. The suicide rate for young people rose 56% in just one recent 10-year period because they're promoting kids to commit suicide on social media. The suicide rate for the overall population has increased by 41%. The number of mass killings in the United States has set a new record. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on as far as the degradation of our society. And this is the goal of the globalists, to do this to everybody in everything. Guys, we've got to stop this. We've got to raise our children in the way they should go. Teach them about Jesus. Take them to church. Get them in a Sunday school program. Get them in a good youth program that you know the youth director is not a weirdo. Get all of this stuff going in your life and salvage as much of the United States as we possibly can right now. Because these guys from the Franklin School, this ain't a game to them. They're playing for blood. They're playing for the very fabric of the moral society of the entire planet. This is what they want. And this is what they've done to the United States. And we've sat there and willingly accepted it and endorsed it. Guys, I'm supposed to be on Hagman tonight, so you guys stay tuned to that. We got a bunch of new material we're going to be covering on Hagman. I love you guys. I had the opportunity this morning to pray for you. I had a long prayer about you guys this morning. A bunch of our other friends, we name by name. I got a whole prayer list of individuals I pray for, and it means the world to me. I love my time in prayer. My two favorite times of the day are when I pray in the morning and when I do this show. I mean, it's such a blessing to me to be part of your lives, for Austin and I both to be part of your lives. It means the world to me that we can hang out together every day. And for those of you who know me personally, who talk to me on a regular basis, you know I'm the same here on the show as I am with you personally. It doesn't change with me. I'm not tossed to and fro by every wind of teaching. I'm stable. I am who I say I am because I try to be the best I possibly can through Christ Jesus. I love you guys. Also, go ahead and finish up the show, and I'll talk to you guys tonight. Bye-bye.
Yes, absolutely. I know he's got a big show lined up. I know me and Hagman had a great show last Friday, so I'm sure Ted will have a great show on this one as well. It's always great being on the Hagman Report, and that's what we've been talking back and forth with Doug, and, you know, he's been monitoring a lot of the stuff going on in Virginia as well right now, and it's just, and like I said, I've been telling everybody, I would personally, if I know it's difficult to restructure and reorganize, so I mean, I would either reschedule this for a different day up there, or I'd move the location, even if it's not going to be where it needs to be exactly. Show him that you're not going to play that game, because that's the problem what they're doing with right now with Northam. If they all go in there and they go through these metal detectors and they disarm to go in there, they're showing him that they're submitting. And submission, that's not a fan of that word. I'm not a fan of that act. It's not something you need to do when you're dealing with a tyrannical governor right now. They need to be playing the game and going back and forth. And the problem is, if they do that, they're falling right into his trap. Like I said, I don't know if they're going to have a false flag. I'd hope not. I mean, if they do, it wouldn't surprise me, but I don't know. I just don't know. I'm going to have to talk to some more of my people I know up there over the weekend, kind of get some more ideas and understanding of what's going on, considering the fact that he just did this a couple days ago with this gun ban thing. Really, really troubling to me, because as we know and we've seen every time throughout history, when a tyrannical government or a tyrannical entity comes in and takes your ability to be able to defend yourself, oh man, what follows next is nothing short of horrific every single time. So just be aware of that. And again, thank you for the continued support at healthmasters.com. We're here to help you guys out the best we possibly can with your supplement needs, your health needs, your dietary needs. You know, a lot of people have been calling up and getting stuff ready for New Year's now. Lots of different specials going on the website, including the Maximum Energy Kit. It's a very popular one. That's one of our base kits, but it's a really, really, really good one because it's not too crazy for a lot of people. It's got the Ultimate Multiple, the B-Complex, the Adrenal Support, and the Cortisol Buster. Helps get cortisol levels low, decreases basically that stress hormone. Adrenal Support helps to support the adrenal gland, helps to support energy. B vitamins, incredibly good for the brain and for the adrenals. And the Ultimate Multiple, giving you your full mineral vitamin spectrum all across the board in a bioactive Ultimate Multiple. So that's a kit right now. It's on sale for only $119. And also, too, be sure to check out the product of the week, the EyeSight Formula, which actually couples really good with the Body Balance Himla, but can also be taken by itself. But I always recommend, if you're trying to get omega-3 fats in your diet, which are crucial for overall brain health regardless, the Himla along with the EyeSight really, really, really couples together well. And I've noticed when I've taken that before, I have much less eye strain, much less eye fatigue, especially when I'm on the computers and under lights and doing stuff all about. And then I go outside, and I'm outside with this house build right now on a regular basis. Florida's bright, if you've ever been down here. And I've always had sensitive eyes. So it's something that I'm always a big proponent of with this EyeSight formula. So be sure to check it out right now, on sale for 10% off. And please sign up for our free weekly newsletter and vote for the product that you want to see win next week. We got a lot of good products up there again, the alpha lipoic acid, the magnesium body balm, the GHI cleanse. I mean, all those are up right now for listing. So be sure to vote on what you want to see win next week. And whatever wins, it goes on sale. I tell you guys that. I don't manipulate it. I don't mess with it. Whatever wins goes up. And it's a way for you guys to interact with us and let us know what you want to have at a special price. So again, thank you for the support of Health Masters. If you need anything, give us a call, 1-800-726-1834. Have a blessed, safe, awesome weekend. Have a good time. Stay prepared, though. Always have situational awareness. Enjoy the show tonight on the Hagman Show. We'll talk to you again on this show Monday, as always.